Do us a favor. Down in the description, there's a link where you can leave us a message where you can be like, hey, guys, this is my favorite movie, and you haven't watched it yet, but, like, here's why I love it. Like, my favorite movie ever is We're Back, A Dinosaur Story. And you're like, I like when they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time. And then, like, we'll watch it, and we'll be like, oh, I do like that part where they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me. That guy, who sounds nothing like my old boss, had a great suggestion. So, like, leave a suggestion. We want to watch your favorite movie. Tell us why it's your favorite movie. Or else. Howdy, I'm Bluebell, and this is Kit Snicket, and you are listening to 555 Filk.
Hi!
I jumped on it.
I like it.
What do we watch?
We watched Get Out from 2017.
2017? I thought you were going to say Get Out. I was like, fine. I was going to put a door slam sound effect right there.
Are you going to try it again?
No.
Get Out. Fine.
So, I saw this one when it came out. You got to sleep on this one a little bit.
Yeah, I remembered seeing the trailer for it and wanting to see it, and then I kind of forgot about it, and a friend suggested going to see it, and I was like, no, that movie's supposed to be super scary, and then I forgot I had wanted to see it until it came out on DVD, and I saw the cover and remembered the trailer.
This movie had a good trailer.
Mm-hmm.
This movie had a good and very spoilery, without telling you that it's spoiling anything, trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. So where do you want to start on this one?
Do you want to talk about the beginning?
Let's talk about the beginning. You remember when a guy's just walking along, minding his own business, being like, I don't like being here in suburbia because white people sure are racist. And then and then there was a car.
Yeah.
With the Black Knight in it.
Yeah.
Turns out that guy was racist. Spoilers.
And I was like, that doesn't look like our main guy. And then it just kind of does that. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's not our main guy.
Like, that's not our main guy. The story's just done. Okay, where are we going? What was that?
So We're going to jump all over the place. I know it because this is how we end up talking about movies. But, like, when we see him later, you didn't recognize him even a little bit
because of... I didn't recognize him at all. I couldn't...
The change in look and...
The change in look. I have trouble seeing people's faces when it's dark out. Like...
You're actually really bad with faces.
I'm bad at faces in
general.
Period,
yeah.
And then if there's any sort of light, bad lighting, like, I really don't know what I'm looking at.
That's fair.
And I feel like he didn't look directly at the camera in a well-lit spot.
No, maybe. It's fine, it's fine. But, like, it's definitely, like, you have facial blindness.
Yeah.
Like, it is a thing.
I'm so bad. I look at people's eyebrows. I don't look at their face.
Like, I swear.
I look at, like, their forehead.
In all of movies and TV, you're like, yeah, there's about 12 actors. 5 actresses. They'll just blend together. And that's super fun because you're like, wait, is it the guy? No, that's not the guy. Who is that then? It's good. But I like that because I'm like, no, this is the guy. He was in Wakanda. I know this guy, but I don't know his name. Like, I'm looking at it now. His name is Chris. I don't know the girlfriend's name, but I know she's Lemony Snicket's sister. Oh, okay. It's Rose on this.
Okay.
So, like...
He's from Wakanda?
He's not your guy.
No, I know he's not Chadwick Boseman.
Boseman. I'm not gonna try to say his name.
Okay.
But you know him.
I don't remember that character.
All right, time out, because I promise you remember this character. You're just not thinking about it.
It's been a while since I saw that movie.
Yeah. You know this character.
Okay. And then I was trying to figure out where I know her from, and, like, okay, she's Kit Snicket, but I think it's just because her face looks like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, the meme. Slash, wasn't it, like, a small YouTube series?
Wait, you think she looks like...
Yeah.
Huh. You get that facial blindness.
Does she not look anything like her?
Not to me. She doesn't look like her, but she reminds me of Dexter's sister from Dexter.
I have not seen Dexter.
You would hate Dexter. You would like 80% of the show, and the other 20% you're like, oh, but it's really icky and I didn't like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go off on a tangent. On that show, her whole character, so she's a cop, and she's like, I'm going to catch the bad guys, but she swears like crazy. But she swears like a 6th grader who just learned swears. But they're like, their whole thing is like, yeah, she's not like other girls. She says the F word, but, like, she says it like she's never heard it before.
That is the worst.
Also, the guy playing her brother, they are a couple. And that's always weird to me in movies and shows.
They're a couple in the show or they're a couple outside of the show?
Outside of the show, they're a couple. They play brother and sister on the show.
Oh, that's so weird.
That's weird, right?
Oh, it's weird.
You live it out of a thing. You know it. Like, at some point, she's like, yeah, you're my serial killer boyfriend in the bedroom. That's weird. Or brother.
Ooh.
You guys are being weird. I heard they're bringing Dexter back. But we're not talking about Dexter. We're talking about Get Out.
Okay.
So Dexter, get out. Chris and Rose, come on in. We see them, and he's kind of nervous about me and the family.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, why? And they go into... So, here's the problem. We are two white people talking about a movie very heavy on black issues. And I don't want unperceived privilege by us to get us in hot water with anyone.
Okay.
Would you feel the need to mention to your parents somebody was black if you were dating them?
Yes.
Should we get away from this?
It was only because my dad's super racist.
My dad flat out told us, like, you are not to bring home any black people, period. Oh, man, this is going to go out. This is going out.
But I feel like because my family is so white, they would automatically assume who I'm dating is white unless I mention otherwise.
That's fair enough. And I think that's the point he's trying to make is, like, I understand you are not being racist, girlfriend of mine, mm-hmm. but what if your parents have some deep-rooted stuff? Or what if there's even, like, a, oh, he's tall, you know?
Right.
Why is no one talking about how tall he is?
Right.
I don't know. She was sending up red flags to me the first time I watched this. I was like, she's being weird. I don't like this. But I also thought she was just a bad actress.
So, like you said, her hands were full. She knocked on the door with her head. She's super weird right off the bat. Or, like, she can't... But if your hands are full, she's got cake she wants at the bakery. She's being real weird. She's just odd.
Did you see? I'm jumping to her odd stuff, but it's okay. At the end of the movie when she's eating her cereal. Did you notice it?
It's so fucking weird. She's gonna eat one tiny little Fruit Loop and she's taking bites out of it, and then she's going to sip her milk.
Here's why. Here's why.
The hell.
Here's why. She's keeping the colors away from the white. This was a little bit of symbolism that he put in here that I think is absolutely brilliant. Because I was like, what a psychotic nut job. Who eats their cereal like this?
Yep.
And then I read that and I was like, oh, that's pretty good. Because I knew something was wrong with her, but I didn't know that.
I like both levels of that. That's really good.
He's got all kinds of little stuff like that in here.
Who's our director?
Jordan Peele.
Okay. What else has he done?
What?
I'm sorry.
So you've heard of Key and Peele?
Yes.
He's one of them.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, like, you mostly like him, but let's see. What do you know him from? He did Get Out. He did Us. Keanu, the one with the kitty. He's in Captain Underpants.
Okay.
He's the bunny from Toy Story 4. The carnival, there's the bunny and the, what is it, a chick or a baby duck?
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yep. He's behind the new Twilight Zone that just started a couple years ago.
Okay.
I am not one to just dismiss Key and Peele and their show and any of their comedy or anything. I'm not going to pretend I'm a super fan or anything, but I like him doing horror better than I like him doing comedy because he's better at it.
Okay.
His comedy was never terrible or so bad that I was like, ugh, I have to turn this off, but I also don't think anything is coming to my mind about any of their stuff except for maybe the noise.
And I said. Yeah. I said.
she tried not to say...
I think that's the only one I know.
And you know the A.A. Ron sketch?
Oh, that's right. That's him. Okay.
Well, that's not him. That's not him, but
like, okay. That's them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying not to spoil this whole movie. Like, we always tear movies apart or whatever, but like, this one's good to watch.
This one was interesting. And it had a couple jump scares that weren't like traditional jump scares. So like the deer, and they just randomly hit the deer, and it's foreboding.
That's a good jump scare. Yeah. This is what a good jump scare looks like. It's not so many... It's like, okay, so how many movies we watch where they're like, they see the bad guy attacking someone, and they have a baseball bat, and they yell, hey! And then hit the guy with the bat instead of getting the actual jump on him, right?
Okay, yep.
They constantly do that. And how many times do you see the yell, hey, try to get him, and now he can block it because you said, hey!
Mm-hmm.
So that's what jump scares have turned into, kind of a thing, like that kind of a trope.
Okay.
This is what it used to be, where, like, you mid-conversation, bam, deer. Or the music stinger when he saw the lady just standing in the background, the grandma, spoilers. How about all that?
Yeah, that was weird.
Did you catch the very big fun about the grandpa? He was so mad that he didn't beat Jesse Owens. He came in second, but now he's obsessed with it.
Yeah.
He seems to think that race had something to do with it. I didn't make that connection
until just right now, yeah. I was still trying to wrap my head around at the end of the movie there that you could transplant your brain into theirs and you both have semi-consciousness of that body. Like, they're saying...
Like, they're taking the soul out of the brain, or whatever part of the brain has, the soul is moving over, and they're just going to push him down. We're going to keep the blacks repressed and pushed down so we can rule everything.
Yeah. I didn't understand how the consciousness of the brain could be transferred like that.
Well, I've got a documentary over here we can watch sometime. It's called The Man with Two Brains, and they do the screw top method. Mm. So you just unscrew the top of the skull and pop the other brain in there, screw it back on, and you're good.
Hmm.
Science.
I believe that was a movie with Steve Martin.
Yes, Dr. Hafar.
A documentary.
It was on film, so pretty sure it's a true story. But, so, and that's one of the things that I like is if you gloss over the science fast enough, it doesn't matter that it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
They had a skull scraper on the table, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, no, I had to look away through a lot of that part.
It's real quick, though. This movie's not gory.
Not really. There was a couple. Like, there's a lot of blood splatters, but, like, I mean, he bashes in the brother's face there at the end, and we don't see it. We just kind of see him moving.
He was terrible. The kid playing the brother, I don't know if he's supposed to play that,
mm-hmm.
but he was just unbearable to see and hear.
He's real creepy. Like, real either rapey or pedophile-y or just... Ugh,
whatever it was, I don't want like him near humans.
Yeah.
So, like, good job beating the hell out of him. When we first meet the family, we get to the house mm-hmm. before the dinner with his idiot brother.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad, and I do like that they called it out because the dad's talking and then he starts with the my man and
mm-hmm.
all of that. And he's changing the way he speaks and acts,
mm-hmm.
which I get we all do for everyone, but it did feel like, hey, buddy, are you sure you've ever been around a black guy in real life? Because, like, you know what else? Every single time I watch this, I think that's Michael Gross playing the dad, because it's not Michael Gross, but the guy, hold please, I forgot his name. Bradley Whitford.
Okay.
Where do I know him from? You know him typically with red hair.
Oh.
Oh, that's funny. We got, like, a 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. So he's on this. I think mm-hmm. he looks like Michael Gross. He was on The West Wing
okay.
with Martin Sheen, who okay. was on Grace and Frankie,
okay.
who dated Michael Gross's character on Grace and Frankie. But that's who I always think is Michael Gross.
Okay.
But when she calls him out, she's like, sorry about my dad with all the my man and this and this. And I was like, okay, I officially don't trust her, because I feel like she would have either said something then mm-hmm. in front of her dad
mm-hmm.
or she wouldn't.
Have picked up on it
as much or something. I don't know. Something's going on. I don't trust this woman. This is the second time I didn't trust her. My Peterson's is tingling. I'm getting my Peter tingle. I don't like this.
That's fair. I wanted to trust her. I wanted to just believe that she was sweet and naive. And I was wrong.
I did think that she was, like, I didn't trust her,
mm-hmm.
but I thought maybe, like what you're saying, like, she's just naive. Maybe she's too stupid to see that her parents are, like, secretly racist.
Right.
I was expecting the mom, when he woke up in the middle of the night, to say mm-hmm. some truly racist things, like, who do you think you are to date our daughter, or something like that. Like, the way mm-hmm. the way they framed that shot, and what he kept saying he was expecting, like, I was expecting for him to be right, and mm-hmm. then for the girlfriend not to believe it.
Okay. Versus her mom's just mad that he's smoking in front of her.
So she's potentially. No, it's not even that. She's ruining the body that they're giving to somebody else.
Oh, she just sees right. it
as he's just damaging the car.
You're right. Okay.
He's smoking in a brand new car that we're trying to sell to this guy for a lot of money.
Okay.
It's the same thing like the auction scene where you were like, this seems like a funeral. Or before that, you thought it looked like a wedding or something.
The way the chairs were set up and the gazebo, it looked like a wedding. And then they had his picture on a stand like they do for funerals sometimes.
They were auctioning off.
And as soon as you said auctioning and I watched those bingo cards, oh my gosh, that is exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
What the hell?
And so this is where I was wondering, okay, for the first time I see this, like, is this actually like they're just hypnotizing them into slavery, or is it going to be like old school voodoo kind of thing where you just make somebody subservient and now they'll do what you say? Is it sex slaves? Is it?
I definitely thought it was a mix of just slavery and sex slaves. I did not picture the swapping brains sort of thing happening.
The hypnotism scene?
Yeah.
That was where I was like, okay, I don't care what else happens in this movie. I love this movie. Like, that right there, that was enough for me to be like, this is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she... So I only know Rose's mom from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Okay.
And She's just the girl who ends up dating the 40-year-old virgin.
Okay.
I don't expect her to be good at creeping me out, and she really was. Like,
she almost seemed hypnotized or something the whole movie. She's, like, bored or, like, high or something. I don't
know. Well, and that's what I'm saying. So I feel like she talks about, like, you focus on something and it puts you into that relaxed state, whatever. I think mm-hmm. she's the object, and then I think the teacup with the spoon is, like, the trigger mechanism or whatever, okay. the sound of that.
Okay.
But either way, she made me uncomfortable the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's supposed to do. But then that scene
where I couldn't move during that scene.
Yeah, she tells him, sink into the floor, sink through the floor or whatever, and he just goes, and I love the way that's shot. I love the way that looks. I love the little where it looks like almost like an old TV screen up in the air, yep. and he's just sinking, and
it's very well done.
The grandma,
mm-hmm.
when she's smiling and you see the tear come down,
mm-hmm.
that was great. The other guy who tells him get out, and then the phone
mm-hmm.
flash triggers him, that was great.
Or like, he feels like he's being attacked, and I could hear it. He's telling him, you need to leave, you need to go, get out of here while you can. Like he's warning him, he's trying to warn him. It's like old ghost stories or whatever.
But it almost, like, and the way I expected him to hear it was, you're not welcome here, you're not one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely like, go for your safety, go.
Yeah.
When, just talking about, like, when she's smiling, she's got that tear coming down. Toward the end, when Rose answers the phone to, I don't remember his name, the TSA guy.
Okay.
Rod? Ron?
Rod.
Rod. She answers the phone to him, and her face is just absolutely stone dead, but mm-hmm. she sounds really happy.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good acting.
She's real fucking creepy.
Yeah, she's creepy. She played it really well. I don't trust her now.
Mm-mm. When he finds that box of all the pictures of her ex-boyfriends that are all black.
Well, and she made a point of saying, like, that's the first time she's ever dated mm-hmm. a black guy.
Mm-hmm. And her parents don't seem to be surprised that he's black when he shows up. Like, there's not
a moment. There's nothing.
Right.
And
other than, like, him kind of changing his speech or whatever, but there's no surprise.
And I don't know. So I'm sure there are people who, like, either would make a big deal of it or would have a big deal of it and then pretend it's not a big deal, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I promise there mm-hmm. are. But, like, even quietly to your daughter, be like, hey, why didn't you tell us?
Mm-hmm.
Is what Chris is expecting.
Right.
He's expecting for there to be some degree of, like, oh.
That's not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's,
and I feel like most people, if they're actually surprised, somebody's going to say something. You know?
He sure is like, tall. When we get to the dinner and her brother, whatever her brother's name is, Trevor or something, I don't know.
I think he's a Jeremy. She calls him Jer-Bear.
Ugh. She calls her brother Jer-Bear?
Yeah, it was weird.
I don't like that. Yeah. Yep, Jeremy, you're right. Ooh, he's way creepier in life.
Yeah, he's just as creepy in real life. Oh, I don't trust him. I don't like him. I do not care for it. It's real creepy.
Jer-Bear, you can't babysit my kid. When they're at the dinner, though, and he's mm-hmm. he's pushing, he's getting a little bit loud with his racist thoughts.
Yeah.
And it bothers me that the parents who are trying to cover this thing and the sister who are trying to cover this thing, none of them are telling him to shut up, really. There's a little bit of
that's enough. His mom tells him to, but, like, there's no authority behind her voice.
Yeah.
She's like, Jeremy, stop.
Jeremy.
It's less whiny, but, like,
we're not racist at dinner.
Mm-hmm. She definitely has a, kids, can you control what they say? Oh, well. I do like him not wanting to fight her brother. Like, he's being abusive, he's being racist, downright mean, and wants to fight him. He says, well, I don't fight drunk people. Like,
so that is a thing, though, that is also going to get that guy riled up in real life. If you tell him, oh, I'm sorry, I don't play fight with people who are drunk, or drunk people, or however he says mm-hmm. it, that's for sure going to get someone stirred up. You know, so, like, maybe he's trying to talk dismissive, but, like, that's not going to dismiss the, or, like, snuff this at all.
That's fair. I think he's definitely showing, like, telling the parents, like, I'm not going to fight your son. Like, I didn't start this. I'm not doing this.
All right, let's take a quick break. But before we do that, let's listen to a voice message we got.
Hey, you guys should do Varsity Blues for your next movie. It's my favorite because Billy Bob is amazing.
And if you want us to watch a movie, you should leave us a voice message. There's a link for it in the description.
Just like that one, because now this person made it so I have to watch Varsity Blues again.
All right, now let's get back to the episode.
The party. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh my God, it's the party. It's the same thing every year. And how do I not know and all that?
Yeah.
What was your vibe for all that before you realized what was going on?
It was weird. Or like, how does she not know? And but also, how is it on the same day every year? Because like Friday the 18th isn't always going to be on a Friday, you know, like of August or whatever. It's going to move.
Yeah.
So that's weird to not be like, no, we always do it on Memorial Weekend or whatever weekend they pick.
Like, maybe it's like Mother's Day. It's always like the second Sunday in racism month.
Right. So like that was weird. And then finding out, oh no, she's in on it and this is all planned. Like, okay, they do this. It was definitely weird. And it was weird for her to want him to stick around to meet all of these people. Like, it seemed like they were just coming up to meet the family. Talk about first meeting with the family, meet everybody. And these aren't even like the extended like cousins and stuff. This is their dad's the friends. Yeah. Yeah.
When She's got her whole thing with Rod, and he's called the police, and he goes down and talks to him. That lady cop was the worst actor I've seen in a movie in some time. She was terrible.
Yeah, that part was just okay.
Yeah. And, like, I understand she's not going to believe it, especially he comes in, and he's like, I might be a better detective than you sometimes. You know, we get the same training. But, like, yeah. She was terrible, and the other two cops have bad comic timing, because there's a part where he says the whole thing and they wait three beats and then they laugh, and it should have been about a beat and a half,
right? Because I almost believe they believed him for a second, and then they just kind of laugh and I was like, oh, okay,
you guys missed your own joke,
right?
Do you think he should have killed Rose?
Yes, to make sure it is done. There's no going back. There's no her luring the next poor soul.
But that leaves proof of, finger quotes all around the police here, yeah, another black man killing another white woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if he's in jail, maybe he's protected from all those shenanigans.
That's fair enough. Well, I don't know how many more people can do it, because her dad's dead. Mm-hmm. He's the doctor. Mm-hmm. The mom's dead. She's the person who gets them all tranquil.
Right. But all they need is another hypnotist.
That's fair.
And if she knows how the procedure works or can read his writing enough, that's where I think she needs to be gone and out. And I thought because she got shot in the stomach, she would be dead. And then when she's
kind of, she smiles like, when he's choking her out.
Yeah, that's where I was like, oh no, now he does have to kill her, because she's going to survive this. And there's going to be a part two, and it's going to be bigger than before. And
there has been
so many poor stolen people.
People asking, is there going to be a part two? And Jordan Peele says, you know, I would love to go back to that world, but I will only do it if it's good. I won't do it as a money grab. It has to be better than the original.
Right.
But also, Them is a show.
And what is Them?
We should watch a trailer after this.
Okay. Because I've heard of Us. I've seen Us. Us looked super scary.
You've not seen Us?
Not seen it. I saw the trailer, I mean.
Okay. Us was good.
I want to see it now.
It's very tense. Okay. It's like this. Very tense. The kids were creepy in that, but also I don't really like kids in movies because they're creepy. Kids in horror movies always seem to me like, oh man, they picked a kid who was going to grow up to be a super, like, terrible serial killer anyway. Every time. That kid who played Gage on Pet Sematary, 100% was going to kill people.
Kids are creepy.
Kids are creepy. Kids in horror movies are creepy.
The part where the basement is locked up is creepy. Like, that's obviously a sign of something.
So, what'd they say was the thing with the basement? They were like, we had black mold.
Black mold.
Yeah.
I was definitely expecting, well, not that kind of black. Like, him to catch what he said and be like, get self-conscious about it.
The way white people do. That whole conversation was real odd anyway. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's that thing where, like, if you have a black friend and the only thing you talk about is, like, how tough things are for black people, or that's the only thing you guys are talking about, then you are using that person to make yourself feel better. There's mm-hmm. a episode of All in the Family where Mike, who is like a huge liberal, and he's like, cares about this cause and this cause and this cause, and he's friends with Lionel next door, But the only thing he ever talks to him about is black issues. And he's like, you don't understand. He's like, no, but, you know, I understand what the black man is going through. He's like, I promise you don't understand what we're going through. But that's the thing. I don't understand it. I'm not going to pretend to. This is what I said at the beginning. Like, all right, we got to look at this through a lens of two white people watching a movie that, like, we are not the target audience, but mm-hmm. definitely we should see this shit. We mm-hmm. should see, like, absolutely. The way he said he gets way too nervous around too many white people. Mm-hmm. How many times have you heard that go the other way?
Yeah.
You know? Like, that is a thing. Like, I'm not saying you should feel that, or you have said you do feel that, or I've said this, whatever. But, like, that is a thing that, like, nobody talks about it. Mm-hmm. You know? I like that this movie is forcing people to talk about it. Look at us talking about it.
Yeah.
But, like, what the dad was doing would be the equivalent of us. We never have guests on this show, really. Mm-hmm. We've had our pal Mycicle come by a couple of times, but, mm-hmm. like, that's pretty much it. But if we were like, we're going to watch Get Out, who can we have on that's black?
Right.
That's what the dad is doing.
Right.
That's where it's not okay. That's what he's playing when he's talking about Jesse Owens and Hitler and all that. That is all very, very interesting. Unless he says that to every single person who comes through. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. I do wish we got more of a question when, or more of an answer when Chris asked Stephen Root's character, I don't remember his name, why black people? And he goes, I couldn't care one way or the other the color of you. I just want to be young. I just want a body. I want your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
I'm sure it goes back to your suppression thing.
Yeah.
And our guidance,
definitely not going to look as hard.
Mm-hmm. The guy that went missing at the very beginning of the movie and he meets later at the party, he's been missing for 6 months.
Yeah.
He tells police, oh, we found him. And they're like, yeah, he looks not lost. He looks fine.
Like he ran off with a white woman.
Right. And they're not bothered by it at all.
So I hear what you're saying. All cops are bad. I fully agree.
I can't remember which vampire story it was, but when they were taking people to make new vampires, they were taking prostitutes or people living on the streets, people that weren't going to be missed. And it seems like
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter was using specifically the slave trade.
It's like he's close with his friend Rod, which I think is where she messed up. But, like, his mom is gone, his dad is gone. He doesn't seem to have a lot of family, or at least not a lot of people that he keeps in touch with, possibly.
At the very, very beginning, does she not tell him, like, don't talk to him? Don't we see her say, like, not to talk to him twice before they're in the car, and then the second time she's like, let me talk to him?
I only heard it once, where she's like, oh, you're going to call Rod, and then she flirts with him. So I don't know if she's, like, trying to get her claws in, like, that's her next victim she's going to work.
Maybe what? Just get him mad so he won't call him.
Maybe.
Man, when grandma's looking out the window, but she's really just checking to make sure that her scars are covered, right? She's making sure.
I didn't know the scars were.
Did you not see the scars?
I did not see the scars. I saw her fixing her hair.
Every single one of the dudes is wearing a hat, too.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're covering that big head scar where their head was cut open.
Interesting. I completely missed that.
That's all right. But when she's doing that, and, like, she can't see him, but he doesn't know that. He feels seen. And then here comes Grandpa running straight at him. That, when I saw that in the theater, I was like, oh, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? Yeah. And then he turned, and I was like, the hell was that?
And I couldn't tell who was running at him, if it was that weird police officer from earlier, if it's the brother. Like, I could not tell. And I was like, oh, my gosh, he's just going to get tackled for being outside.
By a real big lumberjack.
Yeah.
So, what'd you think of Get Out?
I really liked it. It was super tense. Just the right amount of scary for me without being super overboard.
You got super bored? You're like overboard?
No, it wasn't like super scary because I don't really do super scary.
Yeah.
But it was definitely scary enough, definitely tense. You said it had me holding my breath a couple times.
Yeah, a couple of times. There was one where I was like, you're all right? And you were like... Just one. So what do you think? Should we rate this mother?
Yeah. I need a good rating. I know my number. I need something interesting from this movie. I give it a 4.5 black and white photos because I would have loved to see more of his art in this movie out of 5. How would you rate this mother?
Numerically, of course. I would give this a very solid 4. I knew they were sex slaves. I told you they were sex slaves. They were sex slaves the whole time. Out of 5. Minus 1 because of a thing that I just cut out about his pictures. And because of the lady got being terrible. Mm. But everything else was great.
Yeah, it was really good.
The brother I didn't like, but he felt at least like people that I've met. Mm-hmm. People I've worked with.
He fit the story. Real, real creepy. Oof.
Well, on that note.
As you filk.
Go filk yourselves. Get out.
Get the filk out of here.